name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, we remember that when David was going to build, he wanted to build a temple to God, and the Lord said, no, I'm not going to let you build my temple. Instead, I'm going to build a house of my dwelling from your house, from your dynasty. And ultimately, this was a prophecy of God's incarnation in a descendant of David in the person of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But today we see David's wish being fulfilled in the person of his son, King Solomon, who built the temple of the Lord on Mount Zion in Jerusalem. And he brought in the symbolic throne, namely the Ark of the Covenant of God, into the house of God, and the very same signs of God's presence that we saw centuries before in the desert when the children of Israel were wandering and the presence of God would come into the tent of meeting, the tabernacle, happened in the temple in Jerusalem. God's presence was there, but it was veiled in a cloud, and from that they knew that God was truly present within the temple in the Holy of Holies. And that because of that, they had no doubt that God was with them, and that this became the one place where sacrifice could be offered to God in the entire face of the earth. And this itself was a prophecy of the coming of our Lord, because God's presence is found perfectly, because Jesus is truly true God and true man in his person. God is present in the world in a way that he is not present in anywhere else. Now, as wonderful as the temple in Jerusalem was, and God, it being God's house, as it were, on earth, God is even more present here and in every Catholic church throughout the world where the Blessed Sacrament is reserved. Because the Eucharist is the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord, his true presence. And so it is as if, and not just as if, Jesus himself is present in this church, so that we never need to doubt that God is active and present in our lives. And not just in one city in the world. We don't have to go to Jerusalem or to Rome, or we don't even have to go down to the cathedral in Salt Lake to be in the presence of God. We can go into any Catholic church and kneel down before the tabernacle and know that we are in the presence of God, and that we need fear no evil, and that God is with us. So that wonderful word that was used to prophesy the coming of our Lord, Emmanuel, God with us. Whenever you come into a Catholic church, remember that God is with you. Now, the only thing we ever need to worry about, and we don't have to worry about whether God is with us, the only thing we have to worry about is whether we're with God. Are we present to him? In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.